Second annual 65th birthday. So glad to be here.
What's your message tonight?
You know, I think I've been sensing a lot of folks are just trying to figure out what this all means in this new era with this election having passed. And we'll have a message about that tonight as well. But I think Iowa's shown, and the leadership here in Iowa has shown us in some ways the way forward, how government can work with its citizens to make life better. I mean, look at the results here, 5.1% unemployment. I mean, if we had 5.1% unemployment across the country, we'd be a lot better off. And so I think there's some things we can learn from Iowa, and I'm here tonight to talk about that.
What kind of reaction are you getting from your colleagues on your DREAM Act, on immigration reform, from conservatives?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the same as before the election. I mean, people understand that we need to do something to address those issues, and they want to do it in a reasonable and responsible way, and that's what we're working on doing. And so, like I said, I mean, there were some early drafts of some ideas circulated this week, a lot of positive feedback, and we'll continue to build it and improve it.
Did Mitt Romney hurt your cause this week on that conference call?
Oh, I don't think so. I mean, you know, obviously he's coming off his election. He was talking to his donors, but, you know, I think we're all going to move on and we're going to move forward, and I hope Mitt will stay involved in politics. I thought he was a great candidate, would have made him an extraordinary president, but I hope he stays involved in our party.
Governor's got to say hi, guys.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.